Welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast, where licensed attorney and certified life coach, Laura Kelly, teaches you how to bring joy, harmony, and balance to your practice and your life.
Hello, colleagues, whenever or wherever you are. Welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast. I'm your host, professional certified coach and practicing attorney, Laura Kelly. Lying, deceiving, evading, omitting, prevaricating, misrepresenting, fabricating, distorting. We all do it. And apparently animals do as well, albeit without specific intent. And I'll put some notes on that in the show notes. And according to the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, the most commonly agreed to definition of a lie is a statement made by one who does not believe it with the intention that someone else shall be led to believe it. Right? And we lie to ourselves, we lie to others, and even though I am without a doubt a liar, I hate lying. If I could have one superpower, it most certainly would be the power to read people's minds. And yes, I did see the 90s Mel Gibson rom-com, What Women Want. If we aren't compulsive or pathological liars, we lie mostly due to fear. Although I have questions. How often do we have to lie for it to be considered compulsive? Check the show notes. Psych Central has a list of common reasons why most of us lie. So one can be avoiding offending someone that we care about, protecting ourselves from a perceived threat, feelings of shame or guilt, avoiding conflict or negative emotions, acting out of impulse, making ourselves look better, avoiding punishment, creating justifications. And at the end of the day, every single one of those supposed justifications is fear-based. We lie because we fear the consequences of telling the truth. Sometimes the fear of those consequences are well-founded and possibly necessary for survival. I know, for example, survivors of abuse have learned to lie to protect themselves from harm. It's a survival mechanism. And when I was new to the practice of immigration law, I used to get so upset at some of my clients for lying to me about their cases. I would get personally offended that my recent arrival clients from Central America didn't tell their gringa attorney every nuance to the truth of their claim for asylum. And coming from a white Protestant background, I was taught that lying was a grave sin. Never mind the fact that the average American lies about 4 times a day. Love the sinner, hate the sin. And eventually I realized that many of my clients have a necessary and utilitarian distrust of authority. I had to recognize that other people have different experiences and I could not extrapolate my so-called values, hypocritical as they were, to people with vastly different experiences. I learned that rather than take my clients' lies and mistrust personally, I could use it as an opportunity to empathize. I now carefully explain that while I can never fully understand their experience, that I am their attorney, and my only desire is to help them build the best possible case. But I must do it based on fact. I explain that I know we just met, and they may not trust me, but we can start slowly and build trust over time. I explain that I will need to know every detail of their case so I can anticipate the government attorney's questions and arguments. I explain that any discrepancies, no matter how small, can negatively impact their cases in immigration court. And I recognize that it is my job to demonstrate that I can be trusted, rather than putting the onus on my clients to blindly trust me. And amazingly enough, this has had implications and applications to the non-legal world as well. Now, this does not mean that I condone lying. Quite the contrary, I do not, and I'll explain more about that a little later. But I do accept lying as a natural part of the human condition. And I'm learning not to take lying personally. More importantly, I've learned that a little empathy and understanding goes a long way. What was the consequence feared? Was it justified? What was the underlying crime, so to speak? You know, they say, the cover-up is worse than the crime. And you know that's true. Most of us feel betrayed when we catch other people in a lie. We recognize that in hiding the truth, the other person is hiding themselves. We have been interacting with a facade, and it can shatter our sense of reality. It can make us wonder what else they are hiding, and it can make us feel that we never knew them at all. But that's all story, of course. Well, except the last part. We truly don't know anyone, including ourselves, really. Uncertainty is an illusion that we substitute for familiarity. Nevertheless, I encourage you to practice radical honesty, to the extent possible, of course, being the imperfect humans that we are. Now, many years ago, I read an essay called Lying by Sam Harris, and it changed my relationship to truth, integrity, and honesty. In Lying, Sam Harris argues that lying is always morally wrong, and that one should always tell the truth regardless of the situation. He contends that lying corrupts the integrity of the liar and undermines the truth between individuals. He also states that not only is lying morally wrong, but also often unnecessary, as honesty and tact can often achieve the same goals as dishonesty. He concludes by suggesting that the practice of radical honesty could lead to a more harmonious and trustworthy society. Now, I must be radically honest and tell you that that summary was generated by ChatGPT. Nevertheless, I agree with Sam Harris's general proposition that it is immoral to lie, even minor white lies. When we lie, we don't give other people the opportunity to truly know us or see us or even to love us for who we are. We betray them because of our own fear, and it prevents us from truly living in integrity and peace. Living a lie, no matter how small, means living in turmoil. Now, maybe that's not the case if you tell a friend you love her new Karen haircut. And that friend is me, y'all. But if you can't tell her lovingly that you think something different may suit her better, how good is your friendship? Can you validate and love without lies? If not, what is your truth? Ram Dass said, if you're a liar and a cheat, that's your karma. If I'm cheated, that's my work on myself. And Wayne Dyer says, how people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. These days, I find most of my lies are lies of omission. And this podcast has reminded me that I have been slipping in my commitment to radical honesty. So remember, every day is a new opportunity and chance to live your life to the highest level of integrity. And stop lying to yourself. You need coaching. And Joyful On Demand, my mindset coaching program designed for legal professionals to deal with the specific challenges of our demanding profession, is exactly the coaching you need. If you've always been coaching curious and want to know more about the process and its benefits and how it can help you get better results in your practice and your life, then join me and your peers for a free discovery session on January 19th at 1 p.m. Eastern. So you'll learn all about Joyful On Demand and group coaching. You can check the Joyful On Demand website or the show notes for more information. And until next time, stay joyful and radically honest.
Learn more about how you can work with Laura Kelly by going to thejoyfulattorney.com. Thank you for listening.